From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Roxanne Roberts, and Paul Provenza. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Peter. This is Paul Speakman from Norwood, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are things in Norwood?
Things are good, Peter. The summer is still holding on, and the leaves are starting to change, so it's still summer, but almost fall.
And you've never heard of anybody called the Red Sox, have you?
No, I have not.
No. What could I be talking about? No, you have lots of other interests.
I heard of them 2 years ago when they won the series.
I wonder what they've been up to since then. Well, welcome to the show, Paul. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Paul's topic?
I love the 80s.
This week, we tap into that lucrative nostalgia racket known as Where Are They Now? With three stories about some forgotten icons of the 1980s who resurfaced in this week's news. Of course, only one of these stories is true. Your job is to pick that true story. Get it right, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Okay, Peter, I will say I'm a high school teacher, and the kids have always told me they were get nervous before they take tests, and now for the first time I know why.
Really?
This is 100% or zero, right?
No, participation counts.
You get extra credit for showing up.
Oh, okay.
But you do have to pick the right one to win the prize, so pay attention.
Okay.
Your first story of an 80s revival in the week's news comes from Paula Poundstone.
Rob Pilatus, formerly of Milli Vanilli's 1980s singing duo, is suing the Funtime Amusement Company for emotional damages after having been held captive high atop a Ferris wheel operated by William Charles Weyrath at the St. Anne's High School fundraiser in Renton, Washington. Mr. Weyrath spotted Mr. Pilatus while he waited in line. I noticed my turn to get off just kept not coming. Every time I stood up, this dude shouted, "Sit down," and started that damn wheel up again. Once Mr. Pilatus was alone on the wheel, Weyrath shouted up to him that he wanted him to sing Milli Vanilli's famous hit, "Girl, You Know It's True," before he allowed him to disembark. "See, you can sing, man. You never needed that sinking lip stuff," encouraged Weyrath as Pilatus reluctantly capitulated. Even as security led him away, Weyrath claimed alternately that God told him to keep Pilatus on the wheel and that he, Weyrath, could spot talent like William Morris himself.
Half of Milli Vanilli kept prisoner on a Ferris wheel. Your next story of an 80s icon returning to at least temporary prominence comes from Paul Provenza.
Yeah, Corey Feldman, 80s film star. Few realize from listening to the few albums he's released that he's also a musician. Now he has organized a group of former child stars and some of his drug rehab friends to put together a We Are the World-type charity CD to raise money for Hurricane Katrina victims. The song, written by Corey's friend Tito Jackson, is called All Washed Up. Appearing on the CD will be Barry Williams, Danny Bonaducci, Mindy Cohen, Tracy Gold, Malcolm Jamal Warner, and Emmanuel Lewis, who said, quote, "Our careers have given us a deep connection with those who have lost everything."
Corey Feldman leaves a band of former child stars as they sing of being washed up to benefit Katrina victims. Your last story of a forgotten but not gone figure from the 80s comes from Roxanne Roberts.
On his last flight before retiring, the co-pilot on an Air France flight to Mauritius was thrilled to discover musician Bonnie Tyler was in first class and asked her to sing her 1983 hit, Total Eclipse of the Heart, over the PA. Sweet, huh? Hardly. Passengers on the flight said they were traumatized by the experience and feared for their safety, and they have sued the airline, reports the London Mail newspaper. The complaint says the retirement party got more and more rowdy and came to a climax when Bonnie sang her hit song. Air France says there was nothing more than a few innocent slaps on the back for the co-pilot and completely rejects the claim that the passengers were ever at risk, except for their musical sensibilities, of course.
All right. One of these stories was in the week's news. Was it from Paula Poundstone, one half of Milli Vanilli, getting stuck in a Ferris wheel by a crazed fan. From Paul Prevenza, Corey Feldman and other child stars getting together to do a tribute for other people who've lost everything. Or from Roxanne Roberts, 80s pop star Bonnie Tyler getting up in a plane and causing so much consternation she drew a lawsuit. Which of these is the real story in the week's news?
Oh, gosh, this is tough. Well, I can't see Paul's story with using the words all washed up. And I think Paula's sounds the most plausible to me about Milli Vanilli in the Ferris wheel.
You believe it's plausible that one half, the surviving half, I should say, of Milli Vanilli would be up there in a Ferris wheel, kept prisoner until he sang whatever he could do to sing the song that
well,
he sang.
Now that you phrase it that way, Peter, I think I'm going to go with the Roxanne story.
I talked you out of it, did I? Didn't mean to, but I just was trying to clarify your thinking. So what is your choice?
My choice is C.
Your choice is C, Roxanne's story of Bonnie Tyler. Now, we tried to get this person to talk to us. Strangely, they weren't willing. So instead, since they're all musical choices, we are able to play you the song by the artist in question.
Once upon a time. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
All I gotta say is if somebody stood up and started singing that in full voice on an airplane, I'd reach for the overhead compartments. Look for that life preserver in case of a water landing. Congratulations, you did get it right. It turns out Roxanne was correct. That, what you heard, was Bonnie Tyler singing her big hit, Total Eclipse of the Heart, the song that terrified passengers and led to a lawsuit when she did it on an Air France flight. Congratulations.
I am thrilled. Thank you very much, Peter. I love the show, and I love the panel.
Well, you have earned Carl's voice in your home answering machine, so I hope you love that as well.
And Carl, let's get to dinner and kick around some ideas for my answering machine. I'll buy.
There you go. Congratulations.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.